Take up your meditation postures. One of the things crucial to practice is that we clarify our intentions. The way we set up the period of meditation is very likely to have a dramatic impact on the effectiveness and the, you know, the worth of our meditation practice. If we don't start off with reasonably clear intention, what we're doing and how we're doing it and what we do when we find out that we're not doing what we have agreed with ourselves, unless we're very clear about this, then chances are you're going to spend much time just sitting on the floor or sitting on your chair thinking. So what is the intention? The intention is to be present. Not because it's nice, not because I get enlightened thereby, not because it feels good, but because it's real, because it's happening, because being present means I'm going to be in that moment in which I can make choices, in which I can apply, in which I can enjoy, in which I can be part of, in which I can act. The only moment I can be free. So let's be clear. And there's something radical about this, because if we're not present, all of this is going to bypass us. Enjoyment, freedom, participation, compassion, learning, action. All this is going to bypass us if we're not present. Because if we're not present, we'll miss these things, because they only happen in present time. So it's crucial that part of our attention is returning the attention faculty to present moment recollection. This awkward term is an attempt to make us understand what mindfulness could be. We recall the present moment. We bear in mind the present moment, rather than demanding that this present moment be in a particular way before we deign to give it our precious attention. We are saying it's happening, therefore I attend to it. That alone makes it worth that I attend to it. The fact that it takes place, that it happens right now. That sounds easier than it is, to be quite frank. Not being present has many little perks. You know? I can safely and discreetly dissociate and go to some place in my head where it's nice or cozy or pleasurable or at least safe. And that can be in itself attractive. It can also help me go away from things which right now are not pleasant. So our motivation not being present is often twofold. One is we try to seek out pleasant memories or fantasies. We want to be gratified. The other reason is we want to get away from the present moment, because the present moment holds sleepiness, boredom, knee pain, or just some form of experience that we don't like or that we feel slightly uncomfortable, even threatening. So the second reason for not being present, that's the reason the whole entertainment industry lives off. It's not by their very virtue that they gather our attention. Much of their attention they get simply because we don't want to be with ourselves. And then we turn to some seemingly alternative. We could, you know, whole entertainment industry could pack up if we would only be attentive of them, if they were found to be truly pleasurable. But much of their success lies in the fact that we use their stimuli to turn away from stuff in us that is less attractive to us. The beginning means taking up posture, taking up clarification of intention, waking up is one of them, being present is another one, engaging in a particular practice, knowing this practice and knowing what we do when we find out that we're not doing this practice, you know, what I called plan A and plan B yesterday. All this is part of intention. But then, what obviously helps is if you can take refuge. I'm a Buddhist, so I take refuge in the Buddha. That means I take refuge in that capacity which I carry in myself that is capable of awakening. That's what the historical Buddha, that's what the Buddha statue stands for. It reminds me of this capacity. Little Burmese Buddha here on the shrine doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't save me. It doesn't make the knee pain go away. It doesn't give me enlightenment, but it helps me remind myself that I too can wake up. Sometimes I forget that. So Buddha statues are helpful reminders. Hey, you've got one of those Buddha statues inside. Not the statue, but actually the live version. It's still budding, so it needs a little bit of encouragement to blossom, but it's there. Next stage is I become more refined in how I take stock of my experience. How much energy is here? Where my attention is naturally drawn to? What in my bodily sensations right now is unusual? Fullness of my belly, a kind of contented sense of little bubbles happening, feeling satiated. Consider whether this body is warm or cold right now, whether it likes being here or not, whether it is awake or sleepy, whether it experiences pain or not, whether there is something pleasurable in my experience right now. The stillness, the sense of solidity in some of parts of the body. The pleasantness of being with people without being bound by social ritual and talk.